Hearing this next Tuesday, 1:30. The hearing begins. We're number five on the list. At least that's what it was as of yesterday. You know, they can always change the morning hours if they want to. So we're always there at 1:30 or before, to just in case they bump us up to the top. And so
the room number is?
Room number?
I have it somewhere.
What is it, Carlos?
1524.
Thank you. 1524. When we put our request in, we submitted for a full year of both the current state fiscal year, which of course is almost over, it ends the end of June, and a full year worth of what we would like to have for the full year of next state fiscal year. Of course, now we're far enough into it that there's just really, by the time the decision is made, there's only going to be one quarter of the year. So we did acknowledge that really we're asking for one quarter of the year's worth of additional state funds. So we're requesting for this current year $111,000 in addition to what we've already been appropriated. And then for the 06-07 fiscal year, we're requesting $562,483. We did have a good meeting with Lieutenant Governor Sheehy and Jerry Oligmuller, who's the state budget administrator and the new head of the Department of Administrative Services. And we've been assigned a new liaison for our budget. So he came to that as well. And his name's William Scheidler. And then Bill Brown and I attended. And it was good. They asked a lot of good questions. They did say, well, Mr. Oligmuller at one point said something like, that's a 500% increase or something. Well, yes, mm-hmm. If you give me a dollar and I ask for five, it's a 500% increase. And he was kind of saying if every agency did this, but we were saying to them, look at, you know, this really is what we need to get Nebraska blind people to work, get them off of state benefits. We're going to save you. Your investment is definitely going to be well returned in the years to come. But you got to invest in the thing. So it was a good meeting. Carlos in particular, and I know a lot of other consumers have been involved as well in getting to the Appropriations Committee senators and helping them understand what this is about. Usually the first question from the senators is, so this is because you don't have your grant anymore, right? And, you know, and so many of them have gotten to understand that that's not true, that's not the case, these are the different things involved in this. And so I don't know how much more detail you want, but certainly it's always a struggle to, even if they think we're a great program, which they do, you know, we get a lot of support that way. They don't quite see why we need an extra 100,000 or 500,000. But I think we have quite a few senators on that Appropriations Committee who have told us they will support our request, and they do believe that we should be receiving more funds from the state in order to do our job. So we'll see. Then, of course, even if the Appropriations Committee puts forth our request, you know, as part of their budget, then the governor does have the legislature as a whole needs to approve of it, and the governor has to again as well. So communicating with all those folks, your own senator, even no matter what committee they're on, as well as the governor and all, it's very important. So, and one of the things we're really trying to work on with the senators is making sure we keep educating them throughout the time and communicating with them throughout the years and not just at budget time. So that helps to reinforce the good things we know are happening, that they, when it comes to budget time, it'll kind of be, you know, they'll really understand why this is important. So, and that's in a nutshell. Do you have other things you'd like to know about the budget?
So you are going to, basically what you're saying is most of the home teaching will be done then in group settings. Is that what I hear you saying?
Yes, we're trying to move to that, especially at least, of course, the majority of people getting home teaching are the older population.
Right.
And so, and especially, you know, a lot of those individuals don't have the opportunity to meet other blind people. And so group teaching works really well for a number of things. It's efficient for the time. You know, I can go in and teach all five people how to boil water instead of one, and then spend the next hour in the next house and the next house. So it's efficient that way. But it really has the added benefit of people learning from each other, knowing they're not the only one in the universe that has a vision loss, and you know, those kinds of things. It helps a lot.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, I took part in one of those a few years ago when they had, sometimes they had groups come down, and I thought it was a very neat thing, and probably is a better use of resources to do it in a group setting.
Thank you.
Okay, if there aren't any other things about the budget at this point, we can move along to the website update. And we wanted to talk about whether we wanted weekly or monthly reporting. Has anybody made a decision about that? You know, we certainly do appreciate the reports that we get, because it does give us a, you know, a pulse of what's happening on the web and that kind of thing. Do we want to leave that to the, you know, people who are doing it? Do we want to give some direction here, guys?
And like, what kind of report are you wanting? Like, how many visits we're getting? Things like that.
I currently send them.
You yeah. send them.
Yes, he does. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like, I've never seen it.
I can email you what I've got.
Okay. Cool.
Well, can I chime in?
Sure.
I think monthly is plenty.
I do.
I think weekly. I know I won't look at it every week, and because there's just too much coming in all the time. And so monthly, I'm still going to miss some, but I'm much more likely to be able to open that thing up and read through it if it's once a month.
I think that's adequate myself.
You bet. Yeah. Absolutely.
I do too.
One thing I might suggest, Barb, if you don't mind, there is, and I don't know how closely anybody looked at it, and I can appreciate it if you didn't, there is now the way Nebraska on the .gov set things up now, there is a way that we can, they actually indicate in the report the busiest week. In other words, what week was the busiest that the website was hit. If it would be my recommendation to include that in there, you know, and keep the monthly reporting as is, but also include in each monthly report the busiest week for the website.
If it's not a lot of work for you,
all
sure.
I have to do is cut and paste, yeah. No big deal.
That might be interesting, because if we see a trend that there in fact is a difference, then, and when we were posting new great stuff, it would be nice to do it
make sure
at the beginning of the busiest
all right.
week.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do that.
Okay, well, Jim, do you want me to just describe the new site layout first, or do you want to talk about what you've done, or what?
Well, there's a couple of things I think were on the agenda as far as things, but we can always go back to that. One of the things that that we're required to do, and it all came about, I think, last year sometime, and I forget the date when, is that we are required now by whoever thought this up to have the website branded for the, you know, to indicate that it's a state website. And of course, we've got that all taken care of, and so on and so forth. And the reason we are converting the site from Word to the current program we're using is because it seems like whenever we made an update to the site, the branding would break. Word would somehow break the branding, long story short. I'm going to have Sean describe the layout of the site now for those that want to describe it. We can go from there. Sean?
Okay. The new site is still primarily a textual site. I would like some pictures like from Toge from the center and maybe some shots of the board. And yes, one of Pearl I would really like to have on there. Okay. Right now at the top of the page, we do have the Nebraska branding logo. They had several different those stripes to choose from, and considering that one of the high contrast color schemes that a lot of people like is yellow on blue, I chose a blue on white. If somebody doesn't like it, they can change that. I figured it matched with other things I know about. Now on the left side of this page, we have a list of navigation links. I'm not going to read through them all because I don't have them memorized in order. But for those who like to skip the navigation when they're reading with JAWS, right before you get to this list of links, hidden in the background is a link that says skip navigation, which will take you to the content of the page. That is on every page we have. Right. So
now, will that read in the JAWS links list? Will that read there?
Yes.
Yes.
It is the first link on the page. And unless something goes wrong with the branding section of the page, it will always be the first link on the page.
Okay, because I didn't look at every page. I didn't know if the branding interfered or not. No, I always get scared about branding.
There are a lot of pages that Jim and I worked on converting the content over that we did not put, that we have not yet put the branding and the navigation on.
Okay.
Main process was to get the content out of Word and get rid of some of the garbage it created.
You bet. Tedious process.
Yes, it was
very,
very tedious process there. Right now, the front page looks a lot like the original page, just black text on white, and with our slogan near the bottom. Probably going to move that further to the top.
Yeah, that our mission statement is actually at the bottom.
The empowering and blind individuals, promoting opportunity and building belief in the blind.
We're going to move that up eventually.
Yeah.
That'll be up.
That will actually probably end up right there where it says we are currently.
At the top right now it says we are currently in the process of redesigning this website. Some links and pages may not be available. Please check back soon.
Yes.
We hope soon that will go away.
What is the branding?
Oh, okay. Fatosh asked a good question. What does the branding graphic look like? What it is it's a picture of the state of Nebraska, just basically a silhouette outline of the state, and has a star roughly where, I'm guessing that's where Lincoln would be on the map. It's too small for me to tell for sure. Then to the right of that, it says official Nebraska government website.
And can you read that official government?
Yes, that is right before you get the skip navigation.
And it does read that.
Yeah. Of course, at the bottom we have the state of Nebraska privacy policy, an accessibility policy, and a link to the main state of Nebraska website.
And that is a requirement on every single web page the state of Nebraska posts.
Yeah, those two pieces are required.
Is it the main page that appears only, or is it every
That
page?
Is required to show on every page as part of a state of Nebraska website.
And it'll be on every page eventually.
Yes.
Yeah, 260 plus pages.
Oh, gosh.
The other reason why we did why we moved to Dreamweaver is, was it October last year that you got told that our domain name was changing?
July.
Well, something, he got told our domain name was changing. And thus had to fix
links on every page, which I didn't find out about until after he'd done it. And so if we have to make changes like that again, Dreamweaver will take care of it.
We all keep learning.
Yeah, that was like a 3-week project to do all 260 some pages last October.
That's a lot of pages.
Well, yeah, it is.
Does this mouse work? Yes. Well, there's one of the pages that didn't get updated. Right now it's very bland. It's the services page. The pages we haven't updated currently have a return to NCBVI home on the bottom of them.
And the ones that are updated, what do they say on the bottom?
They have the state of Nebraska privacy policy. Because all of those pages that are completely updated, which I'll go to...
Commission board is when it's updated.
Okay, commission board.
Except Daryl's bio.
Third one from the bottom.
No, we want to... I want to ask the question about when Daryl sends his bio, where does it get sent to?
That would be sent to the webmaster address, which Jim is checking and answering at this time. So it's webmaster at ncbvi.ne.gov. So anything related to the website.
So if any of us were to update ours, we would do that same thing?
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay. Can you repeat that?
Webmaster at ncbvi.ne.gov.
So do we get, when we get the announcements and stuff, Jim, are we going to get from your name or from Webmaster?
So it's just that it has the same...
Same thing, okay.
Yeah.
How did we format your from name on that?
When I send out announcements, what's going to happen, it'll come with my name as the sender, and in parentheses, NCBVI Webmaster.
Okay.
So you know who sent, who initiated the list traffic, but also it shows the role of the sender on that page. Like this is the commission board page. You can see that we've already updated the email address to be commission-board. For some of these pages that have a lot of links, especially when we get into minutes and other things, probably we're going to Jim and I are thinking out the idea of adding another set of links under the blue bar that has our main navigation links.
They are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Talked about that 2 weeks ago.
Oh, that's right. I don't remember this stuff.
And I'd like to see us have an additional link that is focused topics, which would then, instead of having to go through minutes to get to focused topics,
all right.
Just for example, this one, we had 6 or 7 documents that were the focused topic, and those, then all of those would be underneath or within that focus topics link. So
this is how the old minutes looked.
It just goes on and on and on.
Yeah, we are looking to break that apart and make it a more readable section.
I'm not saying change that. I think it's actually good to have as a part of minutes all the attachments that would go if one were receiving the minutes in the mail. This would just be an additional to let people who don't care about the minutes but do want to go to those focus topics to go to.
Yes, I agree. I think they should be both places.
Okay, I didn't got to finish my statement there.
Sure, I'm sorry.
No problem. What we did with the frequently asked questions page, and this is what I'm hoping we can do with the minutes from this point further, is at the top of the body of the page have links to the individual sections in the minutes. Eventually then we'll be able to use those same links, or the same parts we're using to link those, to link the focus topics. So that you will have one page that lists, okay, this was February 2006, it was staff training, then below that's November, whatever was, I can't remember what
19th, 05.
Whatever that, you know, they'll be listed in reverse order, so somebody wants
right
to look at those, they can. Because having
what having the quick links at the top of pages allow is for somebody who want, either you as the board or somebody who wants to come back and look at a specific section of the meeting, like they wanted to see the webmaster report section of this meeting, instead of reading through pages and pages and pages of content, if I can hit the right button here, like scrolling, 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 they'll be able to click the link, that will be pulled to the top of the screen. For JAWS users, it'll be pulled right to the top of the screen. So JAWS is right there, can read down, you don't, you're not scanning through, you know, what may be hours of listening material.
Yeah. That sounds good.
Do you still want in Word format the stuff we're sending?
Yes, that is actually, we can, that's the easiest format for us to take stuff now.
You bet.
If you have it in another format. As a side note, I was just talking to Hubert about, is it possible to get the audio of these meetings in a format we could post on the web? And I think he was going to look and see if we could if he could get that in the computer. I don't know if that's any interest to anybody. That may eliminate the need to distribute as many tapes. If people could just go to the web and play it.
I don't have a problem with that at all. You know, if it's a doable thing and it's not costly and it doesn't make things crash, then
you're asking too much,
Bobby. Forget what this is, technology. What I was going to say was, when I talked to Dan, who's no longer with Nebraska.gov, I asked him the question, how much space do we have on the server? And his response to me was, unlimited as long as you don't post a 4 or 5 or 6 hour movie.
Well, what a 4 or 5 or 6 hour tape be the same as a... No. It would only, that would just be audio. So
small. Yeah, the video
that would take problems. That is actually all in 14 point or bigger on the site.
Why don't you have it in large print for
that
people
is large print.
That don't use JAWS but prefer magnification?
That is large print. And if you brought this up on your, on Joe, if you brought this up on your web TV, this would be bigger than any website you normally look at It says use size plus to get there. So if you got your default as 20 point, it's going to show up as 24, I believe.
Thank you.
So it should be fine for the, and that's the other reason why we chose black on white as the background.
That's good too.
Because if somebody prefers to use inverse on their magnification, their inversion will look correctly. It's not gonna flip their video up back to what they can't see.
I had to read white on black. That's the only way I could do it.
And that's the inverse he's saying.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
switch.
Yeah.
So if you have your set, Sherry, it'll default.
And the other thing is, you know, once we get more of the background essential work done, we may be able to add extra features to allow you to specify you want to load it with a certain style sheet. The other thing is that right here on the main links, we have put in the service request form, which...
Did you ever fix that?
Yes, I did fix the
service. It says, are you or someone you know blind or visually impaired? If so, please fill in this form and submit it to Nebraska Commission for the Visually Impaired.
I didn't write that. Mm. Oh. I copied that.
Yeah, that's okay. No, it's just all those little things that you catch later. That'll be changed to for the blind and visually.
Yes, it will.
And you can scroll down, Sean, it's got a field for name, address, city, state, phone number, zip, phone, date of birth, age, disability as reported, services requested, and then...
Send referral and resend. And in the process of fixing this form and not reading the text at the top of it, I feel really stupid.
No.
Oh, don't worry.
Well,
hey.
It's one of those things that Sean was over Wednesday night. We were working on some of this stuff, and I sent a test to Carlos on Thursday. And I realized when after you click on send, it actually takes you back to the homepage, which is no longer there, the old address.
Well, actually, that's what I fixed and why I said it. I fixed it and didn't read it.
Oh, okay.
Because if you send this form, I realized that in the guts that actually did the work, they had hard-coded Carlos's old email address. So I decided instead of having to edit that code again, I created an address, an alias address on our domain called referrals, called referral that sends to Carlos. So now, if for some reason Carlos decides he doesn't want to receive these emails or something and wants to hand it off, all we have to do is change it in one place. We don't have to go dig through this code again and fix
Absolutely.
It. So that is, so we are...
We're getting there.
Moving forward, I had Carlos send me a sample of what the output of this script was, and it's a very simple, you know, left side of the, one column is the what the field was, the second column is what the person wrote in there, and if anybody can see, you know, Carlos and I talked, he didn't think of anything else we'd want on this form. Anybody can think of something, it's not a problem to add it.
Well, are the things that you just said all that is there?
Right. Name, address, city, state, zip, telephone, date of birth, age, disability as reported. I don't really like that question. And services requested, then send form and reset is the only things on this page.
I was wondering if services requested, if we can have, you know, some type of choices or whatever. You know, most of the people do not know, really.
You mean a drop-down list box?
But they, if they don't know, they'll put in information or something. Also, the top ones, the basic information, your name and address and such, those are yellow, which I
think...
That is
not actually part of the website. That is actually part of the toolbar that is installed in this computer that we're using back
there. I wondered if that meant that those would need to be required, whereas the birthday, disability, and services requested, and age, maybe wouldn't be required. You know, sometimes there's asterisk fields that you have to fill in.
That is possible. Again, as one of the later stage things, I can look at going back to the code and seeing what would be required to have it checked to see that they filled in the fields.
Okay. I bring it up because really the most important thing is that we get their name and how to contact them.
Exactly.
Oh, email address might be good to add.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
But anyway, so you know, at least a person, even if they really didn't want to put anything else in there, they're not really sure maybe what disability is. So we just need to know how to contact them, and then that goes to Carlos, and he can disseminate it to the correct office, and then they can get in touch with them.
Jim and I, as Pearl said, that Jim and I just realized that because when we grabbed the original form, so I didn't have to rewrite it from scratch, we found that there were two or three copies on the old server content. I must have grabbed one of the ones that didn't have all the fields because we just realized there is no email address and there's no alt contact info on here, which was on the original form. So this form will be changing.
There's no what?
Alternate contact. Say like a daughter or son, niece, nephew does it for the grandparent, their relative, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, husband, wife, what, you know. Just we used to have it on there, and we just realized it wasn't there, so that'll change.
Like Sean and I said, the goal is to get a lot of this up and go back and redo it, and eventually we'll be done with the bulk of it.
And the other thing is, we would like each of you to take a look at the site. See what you like, what you don't like. You know, give us positive, negative comments. Right now, you know, this is taking a site that was, you know, first started, you know, by Kelly, I don't know when, handed off to Jim, and then just kind of maintained in the state it was to a point that we've now made it look, you know, pseudo look, you know, visually appealing and also JAWS appealing at the same time. So, yeah, we kind of need some feedback.
Where would you put the pictures? And if you put any pictures,
nice to have
would
picture
you do the description?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we can do that. That's required.
I mean, if you give me a picture, as long as you tell me who it is and what they're doing,
We'll put it in it. That's right.
We've got a field that, you got two fields. We got one that's a short, caption for the picture, and we got another one where we could have an entire page describing the picture if we wanted to.
Sean?
Yes?
Excuse me, this is Hubert. They need releases for those pictures to be put on the website?
Yeah, we would always do that. Absolutely.
I thought we had some kind of release already for pictures we used in publications. It's the same type release, so.
This is Nancy. I just want to recognize Jim. I don't think anyone will ever begin to know the number of hours that Jim has put into getting everything converted.
That is right.
So I think we need to give him.
I appreciate that. Like I say, we're going to get it done eventually, and I'm to the point, and I, don't get me wrong, I like Sean, and he's a good guy and all of this, but I'm at the point where I want to get it done, so I don't have to rely on him to do a lot of it.
Well, he actually has been doing most of it. I've been doing the weirder segments, and it's not like he can't do it. It's like we wanted it done so we could show it today.
One of the things I will mention, and like I said, there was 260 plus pages the way the site was laid out, and whether this is good, bad, or indifferent, during the conversion process, with the exception of the one file that the one student article that Sahar re-emailed to me, I only lost two.
Wow. Good job.
Well, that's amazing. Yeah. I don't use that word very often, but boy.
One of them that was the basic manners and etiquette on the deaf blindness page of what Cheryl no longer has. I have it on my old PC, but I'm not about to boot it up just to get that file. And the other one was fiscal year 2001. Again, same thing.
Jim, I'm guessing Bob Beaton would have that document that was for deaf blind, so talk with him later about the specifics.
All right. Speaking of which, I haven't gotten any Lifeline articles lately.
Lifeline no longer
exists. It no longer exists.
That's probably why I haven't gotten any. It's good to know that. So.
May I make a suggestion?
Sure.
You might want to put accommodation needed, or because some people might need an interpreter or something like that.
We could say special.
Special needs.
Comment. We can put a
comment,
special requests, something like that on this page.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Go ahead. You want to click on these student articles real quick? One of the things I decided to do with the student articles before there was, when you clicked on the Orientation Center page, you had all this on one page. What I decided to do was I decided to break it up. Where, in other words, you had the list of students, or graduates, whatever they're called now, their names listed all down the left-hand side of the screen, A through whatever, V.
Where did we put it? Did we put it under services?
It's under services, yeah. Anyway, what I decided to do was to break it up by a letter. In other words, if you want to read somebody's article whose, first name begins with the letter A, you click on the letter A, and so on and so forth. That way you don't have to read through all that to get to the one you want.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's good.
More organized.
Well, that's the theory.
You just went over my head.
In their own words.
Yeah, in your own words. Yeah.
In your own words, there we go. Oops. Well, move those around a bit.
Yes. And then you go on A, and then you get Aaron, Adam, Amy, and so on.
And right now, I think we only have them by first name.
I think we should keep it that way.
It was suggested to me to keep it first name because of confidentiality.
Well, I mean, they gave permission, but there's no reason to.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, publicize.
And when I get it with their last name, I just take it off.
Yeah.
Unless we have, we have about three or four chads, and I leave the first letter of their last name.
Yeah.
Right, sure. Okay, on the agenda, we also wanted to either reconfirm or re-decide about attaching the webmaster reports to the minutes.
Bob, I was the one that suggested that because in going through and converting the minutes, I really didn't see a purpose for it. I mean, yeah, it's good to know the goings on and ins and outs and so on and so forth and the number of hits. I just don't think it serves the public any benefit to read on this date this happened, on this date this happened.
Yeah. So, board members, what do you think?
I don't see why it would need to be in there.
Right.
I agree.
Okay, well, looks like we're having a consensus.
And please don't want to have a motion,
we can always do a consensus.
But you know, I have gone to websites where at the bottom it'll say, you know, something to the effect that, you know, 10 million hits or something like that or whatever.
The cumulative for forever, you know, since...
Yeah, since...
Date X, this is what's happening, and it just has a, like a meter or a counter.
And it kind of, and I don't know what kind of a, you know, thing that would be, but it was, that's kind of interesting to know when you go to, oh yeah, lots of other people have, you know, found interesting things on this website, I don't know.
Sean, Jim, are you saying whether that's feasible?
It can be done, but I do not want to promise when we can get it done, because that's one of those things...
It's not high priority.
That I would like...
I just threw it out as just, you know, just something that struck me in surfing the web around and stuff. And the one other thing I was interested in, and I think we kind of, I don't remember whether we talked about it at the last board meeting, or if we just did it through emails, about the former commissioner's bios being up there, and I don't even know if it's possible to get...
It's there.
Oh, really, they have that?
Dorothy's...
We don't have it all up there, like, we haven't heard from Nichelle yet. But as, it's especially important, because as some of you move off in the future, then we'll be able to move your bio over to the archives, so people can kind of see the whole history.
So I...
Even if we miss a few, the beginning, and we never get those, at least we'll begin this process of the history.
Yeah, because I think that's interesting to know.
Dorothy's bio's there, I'm waiting for Nichelle's if she ever gets it. I don't have, obviously, one for Mia Sands, and if somebody wants to give me the date she served, I can at least put that there.
Yeah, that'd be good, I'll get those.
And I'm not gonna go through the minutes to do that, but anyway.
I'll get those.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, I have two other things that I'm planning to add to this page, let me get back up a couple of ones here, that I think would help. Down, right now we have this donation section right below the state seal, donate to the commission. And this is something I wanted a little input from Pearl and the board. If they wanted that to show up as a small paragraph at the lower left corner below the navigation links, so that it would be kind of on every page.
Oh, that would be neat.
Sean ran that by me the other night, and I thought, that's a great idea. Why didn't I think of that?
I like that.
Okay.
So what?
You want to read the text?
So you're going to put.
Right now we have a piece of text that says, "Donate to the Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired. If you'd like to make a donation to the commission, please contact or send it to Dr. Pearl at the Lincoln office address. Your contribution is greatly appreciated. Thank you." And what I'm thinking about putting that is, on our left side, we have that set of navigation links where it says services, service request form, and all those links that I can't remember the order of. That's the other thing we have to go through at some point, is decide what order we want those links in. Below that, put a little box of some sort, you know, that stands out, gets people's attention.
Sorry.
It says, make a donation, something, and has the info right there and show on every page.
Does it say tax deductible?
No, it doesn't, but that could be added.
That was actually on the old site. That was actually a separate page. I just copied and pasted it. And we can add it. It's no big deal. I think Kelly wrote it.
Yeah,
she
test deductible, yeah.
I think that's a great idea, as long as, and I know that you always do bear it in mind, as long as it can be read. You know, every time people say box, I think.
Okay, I'm not talking advertising like on CNN. I'm talking, this is a piece of text that's there, and if you decide to read through the links and read past it, you'll see it. If you decide to skip navigation, you're gonna skip it. And the one other idea I had, especially after Jim told me how many pages were in the site, was adding, I don't know if a lot of you have seen on like other websites, they have search this site using Google, which would give us somewhere on the page, on one of our main pages, a search box so that, you know, somebody could say they want to find the page on staff training. Well, they could type in staff training and it would look through all of the pages on our site and show them a list of only pages from the NCBVI site related to staff training.
I think that's a great idea.
I like it.
I do too.
Yeah. Sean and I talked about that in the beginning stages.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
one of the other things, go ahead.
Because it's going to grow. See, that's the
thing. One of the other things that Sean and I talked about, and that's in the, that we're going to do, is on the statewide offices page. It lists all the offices and the address and so on. Sean had thought about, and I kind of go along with the idea, Yahoo Maps. In other words, you click on this, you know, page that says Kearney, for example, brings up the address, it'll bring up a little map, show you about where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
This is
cool. That's good.
You know, I think that's a good idea too. I do want to caution, we could probably have two full-time web
people. Well, these are things that I'm going to do. You create once, and then I don't have to worry about them again.
Right, yes, and I really appreciate that. You know, we have, number one, the webmaster, entirely volunteer. Number two, his assistant, who actually we want to make sure he's with clients and employers 99% of his time. So I would just caution, you know, it's kind of fun, it's kind of exciting, and you two have done a fabulous job, so don't get me wrong, but do, you know, really monitor and make sure that you, if there are things that really would be cool, but it's going to take too much time, we don't necessarily need those. If we can make them work, great, but it's already a tremendously good site. We've had a lot of good feedback about it. So you go, but also don't try not to spend too much time on it. Sean in particular, I guess.
May I suggest something very quickly? Do you think it would be better to say in my words rather than in your words?
We can change it. That's how it was initially. We can change it.
What do you think? I mean, the clients are talking. You know, so.
Yeah, in my own words.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
We can change it.
Okay.
Good idea.
I was just going to add, I think it's important for these two gentlemen to realize they have a life.
Yes.
And I think that balance is important. So.
Yeah.
I appreciate the time and effort, you know, but, you know, I want them to be able to have a life too.
That's right.
So. Yeah, but I want it done.
No, I just want them to work. I don't care about them.
I mean, I want it done. That's
this is probably.
Well, yeah, I think either in my own words or in our own words, either one would.
Yeah, in our own words. Yeah, some
in our own words.
That's on the list.
But yeah, that's.
I like in our own words better because.
Okay, that's a
more
link.
Than, yeah, it's a group.
Yeah.
But basically, this is. You know, once the navigation stuff is on this page, over here on the right is where there'll be a map that shows where that office is and a link that says get driving directions. One thing we thought about for the Lincoln and Omaha offices, since they do have public transportation, enlist a client to write directions on how to get to the office, you know, via the public transportation or via, you know, via walking or whatever, so somebody who's blind who doesn't drive can find the can get to the offices. It has directions right on the page. So that's something that I was going to bring up to you later, Katosh.
Okay.
If things don't need to be changed a lot, you know, that's the other thing that, you know, that I would caution you. I think that's a good idea. If we think we're pretty permanent or stable or whatever, you know, about where things are, or put a date on it as to when it was done so that people know this was current as of whatever date. Because I, you know, when I'm looking at directions on sites, and I do sometimes, I think they're great, but I do try to see if they have a date on there so that I can find out if I need to call somebody or if I need to do something else to make sure that I'm not, you know, going off to somewhere in an outdated way or whatever.
I think Sean and I have maybe one or two meetings left and we'll be where we need to be and so on.
Yeah, it's been great. Thank you very much.
This is a quick comments question. Waterloo and Pottawatomie County, should those be indicated as Iowa counties?
No, I thought we had a Water County.
Waterloo is a county.
Those are both Iowa counties.
Pottawatomie is Iowa, yeah.
Yes.
Then how did they end up in that?
Because Omaha serves Pottawatomie County.
No, we don't.
No, you don't?
No.
Oh, well, that's what I got when I was in the original file. We'll take it out.
I think Waterloo is Iowa County too.
Yeah, but I think Waterloo is probably thinking Waterloo, Nebraska. It's part of Douglas County, so.
Okay.
Pizza has been here for a while.
Yeah, it has, and I keep thinking, you know, we really ought to get to that. I'm trying to make sure we get to the end of this, this topic, but we probably aren't going, unless people have really quick comments about the suggestion box. Is it okay now? The staff suggestion box, the virtual suggestion box?
Yeah, blame me for that one. I forgot to put the directory back. It's back, it's working, and you got, and apparently since nobody else responded, only you got the email, right, Barb?
Yes.
She's the only one that's on the list.
Okay.